This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Turkey plans to implement an action plan later today to ease investor concerns after its currency, the lira, tumbled Friday amid tensions with the U.S.
Terör örgütleriyle ilişkisi olan
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the U.S. is attempting to sacrifice its relationship with Turkey over an American ambassador who was detained on terrorism and espionage charges after the 2016 failed coup. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA Turkey's economic problems stem from its dependence on foreign investment.
The economy is heavily dependent on foreign capital. And that foreign capital is now has to be repaid. The current account deficit is quite large. And with the pressure on the lira, there has been a tendency to walk away from lira, which complicates matters in the sense that now Turkey will have even less resources available to repay.
The lira has plunged by nearly 0.5% this year, a half that is in part due to Mr. Erdogan's resistance to higher interest rates, which could imperil economic growth. Migrants in distress at sea have held and told their rescuers that several ships passed them by. A rescue ship, which operates in partnership with the Doctors Without Borders organization, have rescued 141 people in waters off Libya. Elias Veman with the medical group says Libyan authorities would not provide them with the place of safety, said that they should seek harbor elsewhere.
We were surprised that at one point Libyans stated that they were not anymore in charge, as they could not provide a place of safety, and that we should request the coordination to another rescue coordination center.
This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, Taliban insurgents continue fighting U.S.-backed Afghan security forces for near control of the city of Gaza, with dozens of soldiers and civilians reportedly killed, that is, Ghazni. What's happened now that the city could fall? Jonah Blank is with the RAND Corporation. He's an analyst.
It would mean that the Taliban was threatening the capital itself, but let's put this in a little perspective. The Taliban has been able to seize cities, even strategic cities, around Afghanistan for a day, 2 days, sometimes even 2 weeks, but it has never been able to hold territory. If it were to take Ghazni or any other capital, that would be very, very different from actually holding terrain.
The assault on Ghazni comes amid reports the government is seeking a truce during the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. Jordanian search teams pulled the body of three suspected militants from the rubble of their hideout. This happened hours after assailants opened fire and set off explosions that killed four members of the security forces trying to storm the building. King Abdullah denounced the attack as a cowardly act of terrorism and said it would respond with what it called force and determination to eradicate terrorism and its criminal gangs. Here in the U.S., anti-racist protesters far outnumbered the handful of white supremacists who rallied across from the White House Sunday while police kept both sides apart. This happened on the first anniversary of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a self-confessed white supremacist is accused of running over and killing a 32-year-old counter-protester. Heather Redding was one of Sunday's counter-protesters.
It's going to show that we're not afraid to stand up to white supremacy. I think it's important to know that, or it's important to communicate that we can't ignore racism. Racism doesn't go away if we just turn the other cheek. I'm not advocating violence by any means, but it can't be ignored.
Organizer of Sunday's rally, Jason Kessler, said the white rights movement cannot be associated with hate, violence, and oppression.
I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not a neo-Nazi. I'm a free speech absolutist. That's why my goal the last time I told the police, I told everybody, was I will allow anybody to come to my demonstration as long as they can be respectful of my speakers and not engage in violence.
President Trump issued a plea for unity on Twitter. He was saying, and I quote, "We must come together as a nation. I condemn all types of racism and acts of violence." He concludes, "Peace to all Americans." I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.